Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok Thursday. The leaders discussed denuclearization, with Mr. Putin offering to support efforts to normalize North Korean-U.S. relations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin says the North is ready to make the move, but needs serious security guarantees to do so. Russia's president says he is ready to share details from the summit with President Donald Trump, as there are no secrets, adding that Kim himself has encouraged him to explain the nuances of Pyongyang's stance if he talks to Trump about the talks. Putin notes that Russia and the US both want North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons, but suggests guarantees should likely be underwritten by multiple countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has officially announced he will seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. He made the announcement in a video message this morning.
Today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Biden's announcement catapults him to the top of an increasingly crowded Democratic field that could challenge President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports. The 76-year-old Biden is making his third run for the White House.
Two bids already failed, and after 8 years as vice president, Biden will try again, banking on a career spent here in Washington as making him the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump next year. But where Biden fits in with today's Democratic Party remains unclear. His age and more moderate record may work against him.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. Residents in Tanzania and Mozambique are bracing for Cyclone Kenneth, which is heading towards land with strong winds and torrential rain. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. is warning there could be more attacks in Sri Lanka this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo is advising people to avoid places of worship in the country, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The warning comes days after a devastating attack on Christian worshippers on Easter Sunday, when suicide bombers killed more than 350 people. Sri Lanka's defense secretary quit Thursday in the wake of the bombings, heeding calls from the country's president for his resignation. The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says in the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths and 303 injuries among civilians, while insurgent groups killed 227 civilians and injured 736. Women and children made up half of the civilian casualties from all aerial operations. The United Nations has evacuated 300 Libyans from a government-run detention center in Tripoli, after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. Fighting between rival groups in Libya has made living in and near the capital extremely hazardous for civilians. Along with a call for an immediate ceasefire, UN humanitarian officials say they urgently need more than $10 million to continue helping beleaguered civilians in Libya. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to proactively take his case to the Supreme Court if the House of Representatives considers impeaching him. Since the redacted report by special counsel Robert Mueller was released, Democrats who control the House have been debating whether to commence impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution. Well, it could be the biggest movie of the year. Avengers Endgame opens Friday in the U.S. AP's entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the buzz for Avengers Endgame is already deafening.
The world has changed.
One movie industry analyst says it will be a seismic box office event, like the 100-year flood of movies. Avengers Endgame is expected to smash the current opening weekend record, one held by the last Avengers movie, Infinity War. It took in $258 million domestically and $640.5 billion worldwide. One reason Endgame will be opening in every major market except Russia. Infinity War wasn't shown in China until 2 weeks after its North American debut. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
U.S. stocks are down in late morning trading. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.